Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome to the Barca Blaugranas podcast, World Cup edition. Today was match day two, but it was really the first full match day. Yesterday was the Ecuador winning over Qatar in the opening match, Qatar becoming the first team, I want to say, in World Cup history to lose their opening match when they are hosts. Heading into today, we had almost a full slate. Tomorrow we'll begin the lovely run of four matches on a day. But today was three matches, starting off with England beating Iran 6-2 in Group B. This was just an all-around dominant performance from England. They had 79% of the possession, seven shots on target. The goals from Saka, Jude Bellingham, Raheem Sterling, another one from Saka, Rashford, and then Captain Jack Grealish getting the final goal. You just saw moments of brilliance from England, right? With Saka and Bellingham, in particular, I think it was the first goal from Saka that was the half volley. Was just brilliant stuff. England looks great. Took care of business like they were supposed to. Kind of takes a moment away from the stress of English fans, although I'm sure they'll get right back to that. Given their next match against the United States later this week, we'll get to that match shortly. Second match of the day was Netherlands beating Senegal 2-0 with a 84th minute goal that was assisted by none other than Barcelona's Frankie de Jong, which just gorgeous pass from Frankie. This was a tough match if you're Senegal, because they did their due diligence in terms of possession. They had four shots on target. They were just missing, kind of, again, like it sucks. They were missing the final kind of jab of clinicalness, right? Or it's not even a word, but clinicality, just like that last bit of clinical finishing that Sadio Mane would have brought. And that's all I could think about, because watching them, like they took it to the Dutch national team. Like they played really solid football, attacking football. And at the end of the day, just one Frankie de Jong chance or just pass. And then it was over. Whatchamacallit. I guess we can talk. I mean, I have to talk about it. It's a freaking World Cup roundup, and this isn't like a normal podcast. 17 minutes past 4 o'clock on the East Coast here. Just finished watching the U.S. men's national team completely choke a winnable match against the Welsh national team. The U.S. dominated the first half. In terms of possession, they had a great 36-minute goal from Timothy Weah, lovely pass from Christian Pulisic, great finish from Weah. I can't remember what the possession stats were from the first half, but the U.S. dominated possession. They looked way better on the ball. They looked confident. Pass accuracy was way better. Then they scored the goal, and it was just like they came out the second half and just looked pathetic. It was very disappointing as a U.S. men's team supporter. They only mustered one shot on target. It was bad. And this is a match that if you're the U.S. men's national team, you've really, you could have used, just being honest. You would, you know, the difficult thing now is, let me look up, I think the first World Cup tiebreaker is goal differential, I want to say. But let me look this up just to make sure. The first tiebreaker criteria is goal differential, right? So let's just assume for a second in this group that the U.S. and Wales both lose to England. Obviously, that could not happen, but, you know, who knows? It basically just comes down to how bad they lose to England and then how bad each of them can beat Iran, which is kind of an annoying game to play. So if anything, I think the Wales are more equipped to defeat a team like England because they can suck up a lot of pressure and then spring on the counterattack. But, you know, England looked good, but it's hard to judge how good they are because Iran was pretty bad. Heading into the, I guess, like, just talking about, because, you know, we talked about Group B because there were two matches from Group B today. In terms of Group A, right now, you're looking at Netherlands and Ecuador, both on 3 points. Senegal and Qatar, both on a -2 goal differential, on 0 points. Senegal's next match is against Qatar, I think. Yep, their next match is against Qatar. So that Ecuador-Senegal match in match day 3 is going to be fascinating. That is next Tuesday, because they could both be on 3 points. And that could decide the group. Looking ahead to tomorrow, we have just four matches, and it's great stuff. Two matches in particular that are fascinating. Argentina against Saudi Arabia at 5 a.m. Eastern, and I think that, you know what, the U.S.'s time rules are just so ridiculous. Hang on. I think we're 5 hours behind Central European times. It's back to 6 hours now. Okay, so yeah, 5 a.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Central European time. Messi and company take on Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, I think, is like 50th or something in the FIFA world rankings. So you would hope that Messi gets off to a good start. The next match after that is Denmark and Tunisia. Love watching Denmark. Who doesn't? And then probably the two most interesting matches of the day are the third and fourth matches at 11 a.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central European time. It is Mexico against Poland. Probably the match of the day, if we're being honest. Group C, Poland and Mexico are probably going to be vying for that second spot behind Argentina, if you would assume everything goes as chalk. So that's going to be a fascinating match. And then to wrap up the day, France and Australia. Now, you would assume France would win this, but given how many injuries they've had, given how they looked in the lead up to the World Cup, Australia have to feel somewhat confident that they're going to get them in the first match of the tournament for that group. So, going to be a fascinating day of football. Lovely full day of football. Again, as a, you know, as a U.S. fan, I'm just down right now. That match sucked. They completely choked away that win. They played like, I don't even know what team to compare it to, but they played so confident in the first half and then just completely played with their tails between their legs in the second half and just took on pressure. Whatever. You live and you learn. Super excited to watch Messi, Lautaro in Argentina tomorrow. Very excited to see how France adjusts after a myriad of injuries. You know, Pogba, Conte, Benzema, among others, and always fun to watch Denmark. So going to be a great day of World Cup football. Everyone, thanks for listening. Going to try to, I don't know if I'm going to get these in every day, but I'm going to try to, if the schedule doesn't get too crazy with the holidays coming up in the U.S. this week. But thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Overcast, all the places to get your podcasts, and I will talk to you soon.